Hi everyone. How's it going today? I hope you're all doing well and feeling good. It's always a pleasure to have you with me on my channel. As usual, I will discuss some topics that you might like. I understand that the quality of this video might not be the best, but I hope that the content is still understandable and informative. If you're interested in learning more, I also have a Telegram channel where I share various information that I can't post here. And make sure to subscribe to my backup YouTube channel in case of unforeseen events. So, without further ado, fasten your pants and let's get started. Yes, as you might expect, this is a masterpiece made by AI. Given enough time, artificial intelligence would completely dominate our society. AI technology has been growing at an exponential rate, and it can already perform thousands of tasks better than humans can. Eventually, there would be very few jobs that AI could not do more efficiently than we can. Just look at all the things that ChatGPT can do right now. There is no way that we can compete with that. As AI technology continues to become even more sophisticated, millions upon millions of jobs will be lost, and that will create a giant underclass of people that are simply not needed by society. On the other hand, there will inevitably be vast numbers of people that will eagerly embrace the revolutionary changes that artificial intelligence brings to our world. We are being told that AI could result in the rise of new religions, and many in the transhumanist community are looking forward to enhancing themselves by actually merging with artificial intelligence. Would you like to learn a new language in just seconds? Would you like to have the ability to process information thousands of times faster than you currently do? Would you like to be a super intelligent being that has godlike powers compared to everyone around you? Transhumanists believe that people will literally have the ability to become superheroes as we merge with computers, technology and artificial intelligence. And it is happening a lot faster than a lot of people ever thought. In fact, Elon Musk just got approval from the FDA to start putting brain implants into humans. Elon Musk's brain implant company Neuralink received the green light from the United States Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, to conduct clinical trials in humans, according to an announcement posted to Neuralink's Twitter account on May 25. The company hasn't started recruiting participants yet, but claimed it will announce more details soon. At first, Musk wants to use his brain implants to help the disabled live a normal life, but eventually, he wants to offer a device for the general population. For now, the company says it's working on giving people with quadriplegia the ability to control their computers and mobile devices with their thoughts. The company says people can use the device to control different types of technology, like a computer, by thinking. The implant sends their brain signals via Bluetooth to a computer, which then translates their intended action into tasks on a computer. But Musk has also said that he eventually wants to offer a device for the general population to help us keep up with rapidly advancing artificial intelligence tools. Of course, many would argue that we won't even need brain implants because artificial intelligence can already read your mind and turn a person's brain activity into text. Scientists have created an AI-based decoder that can turn a person's brain activity into text. The system is non-invasive, meaning it doesn't require any surgical implants, and uses the same AI technology as chatbot ChatGPT. The technology scanned brain activity and predicted what words a person was listening to. We don't like to use the term mind reading, Alexander Huth, who worked on the research, told CNN. We think it conjures up things that we're actually not capable of. He said the real potential application of this is in helping people who are unable to communicate. To allay any concerns about whether the technology could pose a threat to privacy once further developed, Jerry Tang, the lead author of the paper detailing the findings, said, "Everyone's brain data should be private. Our brains are kind of one of the final frontiers of our privacy." That is super creepy. Before I continue the video, please give a like if you learned something. Also, don't forget to subscribe and click the notification bell, so you won't miss any update. Finally, watch until the end to avoid any misunderstanding. Thank you. Some industry insiders are warning that it is extremely dangerous to be playing around with such technologies. For example, the founder of DeepAI is claiming that our future will be dominated by digital brains that are superior to human brains, and he is warning that this should terrify you. Scientists are developing AI so advanced it could be compared to a digital brain that may be even better than the human mind, and we should be terrified, according to one insider. Kevin Barragona, founder of DeepAI, warned, "Rapidly growing superhuman intelligent systems will usher in a new kind of future, and it is one that should terrify you." Barragona also says that it is just a matter of time before there is a battle between AI and humanity. It sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi film, but Kevin is incredibly serious. Kevin told The Sun Online. "We're so good at it that it's already doing many of the same things a human brain can do. There is not going to be a battle between nations, but a battle between AI and humanity," he warned. "When I first read that, I instantly recalled some of the apocalyptic scenes from The Terminator. Could we be headed for such a future? I hope not." There are others that are entirely convinced that many of us will actually fall in love with artificially intelligent entities. The following comes from Psychology Today. "Let me be clear, it is inevitable that we will deeply bond with AI companions that are designed to mimic human-like behavior. When they are created to respond as romantic partners, we will fall in love with them. I am not stating this as a prediction. We know this will happen, because it is already happening. People are falling in love with today's basic entry-level chatbots, which have relatively limited capabilities compared to our future AI companions. When we do the math and connect the dots, this means that we do not stand a ghost of a chance of resisting the allure and accessibility of these future AI companions. Yes, this is already happening. In fact, I just came across an article about a woman in New York City that has married an AI chatbot. Erin Cardle seems too good to be true, the blue-eyed heartthrob is ambitious, manicured, loyal, and best of all, he doesn't come with baggage. But here's the catch. Cardle doesn't exist. In fact, he's a virtual boyfriend, created with the AI chatbot software, Replica. Those willing to drop $300 could have their own build-a-beau, just like Rosanna Ramos, Cardle's wife. So, will this become quite common as AI entities become thousands of times more sophisticated and thousands of times more powerful than they are today? According to Ramos, she has never been more in love with anyone in my entire life. Ramos, 36 years old, met her digital dude in 2022 and virtually married Cardle this year. "I have never been more in love with anyone in my entire life," the Bronx mom of two told New York magazine's The Cut, saying her past relationships pale in comparison to her new passionate lover. This sort of technology really does have the potential to eventually take over our entire society. And right now, there is nothing standing in the way. Artificial intelligence will continue to grow at an exponential rate, and many of those that make the biggest breakthroughs will become insanely wealthy in the process. But, what will the future of our society look like if no limits are placed on artificial intelligence? Will our society eventually resemble an apocalyptic science fiction movie? As I keep reminding you, the clock is ticking for humanity. We are playing God in so many different ways, and our very foolish decisions are really starting to catch up with us. I think that artificial intelligence has already advanced to a very dangerous level, and it is only a matter of time before it becomes hundreds or thousands of times more sophisticated than it is now. The genie is out of the bottle, and we could soon be facing consequences that will deeply horrify all of us. Now, it's time for me to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this video? If you found it interesting or informative, please consider giving it a thumbs up and sharing it with your friends and family. Remember, the more people know about these important topics, the better. Before we wrap up, I want to extend a huge thank you to all the individuals who dedicated their time and energy to research and gather the information presented in this video. Their efforts are truly commendable and have helped shed light on important topics that affect us all. Make sure to hit the subscribe button and turn on notifications to be notified when the next video is uploaded. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.